Canto 1, Chapter 17. Punishment and Reward of Kali. Sutta said, "There, at the Sarasvati River, the king observed how a lowly, wicked fellow, dressed like a prince, with a club was beating a cow and a bull who had no one to protect them. The bull, that was as white as a lotus, being beaten by the Shudra, trembled out of fear and urinated, standing on one leg only. The cow also, on itself a religious example, but now rendered poor and distressed because the Shudra beat her legs, was without a calf and had tears in her eyes, while she in her weakness hankered for some grass to eat. Parikshit, well equipped with bow and arrows, asked from his with gold embossed chariot with a thundering voice, 'Who do you think you are to kill here violently the helpless ones under my protection?' As an actor dressed up like a god-conscious man, you appear to be powerful, but you behave like someone who never saw the light of civilization. Do you think that now Lord Krishna and the carrier of the bow, the Gandiva, Arjuna, have disappeared from sight, you can secretly beat an innocent cow? Being a culprit, you thus deserve it to be killed. And you,' he said, turning to the bull, 'are you just a bull that, as white as a lotus, moves on one leg, having lost three legs, or are you some demigod making us sad in the form of a bull? Except for you, there has, till now, never been a living being on earth that, under the protection of the arms of any of the kings of the Kuru dynasty, had such grievance shedding tears. O son of Surabhi, let me tell you, in my kingdom there will be no lamentation. Therefore do not fear the wicked fellow, and, dear mother cow, do not cry. As long as I am alive as the ruler and subduer of the envious ones, you will thrive. O chaste one, he in whose state all kinds of living beings are terrified because of miscreants, will, because of his inattentiveness, lose his fame, longevity, fortune and good birth. It is the supreme duty of the rulers to subdue for the purpose of putting an end to the misery of the ones suffering. Therefore, I shall kill this most wretched man who is so violent with other living beings. Who has cut your three legs, O four-legged son of Surabhi? What happened to you has never happened before in this royal state of kings who live in obedience to Krishna. O bull, I wish you all the best. You are honest and without offences. Tell me, who has mutilated you and tarnished the reputation of the sons of Pritha? Those who make the sinless suffer will have to fear me wherever they go, for I will curb the actions of the miscreants and restore the welfare of the virtuous souls. The upstart of evil acts towards innocent living beings I shall forthwith defeat, whether he is a demigod from heaven with armor and decorations or not. It is the holy duty of the head of state always to protect the ones who faithfully perform their duty and, according to the scriptures, chastise those who in this world, for other reasons than misfortune, strayed from the path." The personality of religion said, "That what you said, to become free from the fear for distress, is befitting for someone of the Pandava dynasty, the descendants of Pandu, to whose qualities attracted, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, performed the duty of being a servant and such. O greatest among the human beings, being bewildered, as a consequence of all the differences of philosophical and political opinion, we cannot tell which person or whatever would be the cause of our human suffering. Some philosophers, in defiance of all duality, declare that one suffers because of oneself. Others speak of fate as the cause. Some say that it is all due to karma, while many other authorities say that material nature is responsible. Some also conclude that it is a question that defies explanation and comprehension. Who of them would be right in this matter, O sage among the kings, is left to your own power of judgment. Sutta said, Parikshit, who attentively had followed what the personality of religion had to say, or best among the Brahmins, replied mindfully. The king said, O knower of the duties, O Dharma in the form of a bull, you say this because the status of a wrongdoer will also become the position of the one who points out the wrong done. In other words, the Lord's ways within the material world can neither be put in words nor be conceived by living beings. Penance, cleanliness, compassion and truthfulness are your legs that thus established the age of truth, but because of irreligiosity, three of them have broken in conceit, clinging to intercourse and intoxication. At present, O personality of religion, you are hobbling along on the one leg of truthfulness, while quarrel personified, Kali, who flourishes on deceit, irreligiously tries to destroy that leg too. Because of the actions of the Supreme Lord, Mother Earth has been relieved of the great burden that she, this cow, carried. His all-auspicious footprints brought happiness everywhere. Lamenting, with tears in her eyes, the unfortunate and chaste one, Mother Earth, being deserted by him, is now enjoyed by lower-class people who, devoid of the culture of learning, pose as rulers in my place. After he thus had pacified the personalities of religion and Mother Earth, the great warrior took up his sharp sword to kill Kali, the root cause of irreligion. Realizing that the king wanted to kill him, Kali, stressed by the fear, abandoned his royal attire and in full surrender bowed his head down at the feet. The hero, who was kind to the poor, a refuge for the people and worthy of being glorified, out of compassion, with a smile, refrained from killing the one fallen at his feet and addressed him. The king said, Because you surrendered yourself with folded hands to the maintainer of Arjuna's glory, you have nothing to fear. But that does not mean that you, as a friend of irreligion, just like that can stay in my kingdom. With you, physically present as a god of men, the irreligion of greed, falsehood, robbery, incivility, sin, misfortune, cheating, quarrel, vanity and such will be abound in the masses. For that reason, O friend of irreligion, you do not deserve to remain in Brahmavarta, this holy land, where the experts of religion and truth duly and expertly are of worship with sacrifices for the Lord of sacrifices. In such sacrificial ceremonies, the Supreme Personality of God, the Lord, is worshipped as the soul of all worshipable deities. In that form, he spreads welfare, for he is the Supersoul, efficacious for all desires, who is present both inside and outside, just like the air is for all that moves and does not move. Sutta said, That way, being ordered by King Parikshit, the personality of Kali trembled as he saw him ready with a raised sword and speaking like Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. Kali said, Wherever I may live under your order, O Emperor, I will always have to face the ruin of your bow and arrows. Therefore, please, O best of the protectors of the religion, allot me a place where I may count on a permanent stay under your rule. Sutta said, Thus being petitioned, he gave Kali permission to dwell in places where the four sinful activities of gambling, drinking, prostitution, and animal slaughter were practiced. Next to that, the master, upon his insistent begging, allotted him a place where there is gold, for the passion for gold that brings falsity, intoxication, lust, and enmity constitutes the fifth sin. Kali, directed by the son of Uttara, thus occupied the five places given to him where irreligion is encouraged. For that reason, a person desiring his well-being should never resort to any of these places, especially not the one who follows the path of liberation, and belongs to the royalty, the servants of the state, and the teachers. By encouraging activities that restored the bull's three lost legs of austerity, cleanliness, and compassion, the earth was perfectly improved by Parikshit. He at present is still sitting on the earthly throne entrusted by the king, the grandfather Yudhishthira, when he wished to withdraw into the forest. From that rule, this sage among the kings and chief of the Kuru dynasty is now known in Hastinapura as the most fortunate and famous emperor. Because of the belief of this king, because of the rule over the earth of the son of Abhimanyu, you all could initiate a sacrifice like this.